Lingani tshona njani izulu kandaba mthoka somuhle Zimbabwe omuhle kwazi muri eZimbabwe ndinomkamtshira mchongo chedu cheve chipiki uhlelo The Connection lelami o Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from my couch in Maryland, Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, the 5th of May, 2020. Ontanga, mthoka somuhle Zimbabwe omuhle once again at Tonight on The Connection, we focus on umkhuhlane we coronavirus. We focus on coronavirus, COVID-19. How is it affecting the world at large? But we're not just looking to focus on how it's affecting the world at large, but we're also looking to zone in on Zimbabwe and figure out and highlight some of the causes that youth have going on in the nation that are currently helping a lot of people that are facing struggles, such as, you know, food shortages, shortage of water, and so forth. So that's what we're going to have tonight on The Connection as we continue our coverage on coronavirus. Now, as we speak, when we're talking numbers on Muria Zimbabwe, over 3,600,000 people worldwide have currently tested positive for COVID-19. This is an increase of over 600,000. Worldwide from the last time we spoke, because the last time we spoke, it was slightly over 3 million. Now, as for the death toll itself, I'm reading on the website for John Hopkins, the university, the death toll is currently at over 251,960. That is worldwide, and the number is increasing as we speak. Now, in Zimbabwe, the numbers are, as stands, 34 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 4 have died, and fortunately, 5 people have recovered. Now, Muria Zimbabwe, for those that seem to have forgotten, last week, as we take a step back, last week on the 1st of May, Sibone uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, announcing ukuthi uhlelo lukahulumende, chilongwa chehulumende, che lockdown, chishange chichiendramberi. However, chishange chichipinda muya, tinoti nechirungu, phase 2. The lockdown is going to be in phase 2. Now, what this means, for those that do not understand, is phase 2 currently has less restrictions in comparison to phase 1. Now, for some people that don't know what this means, it means in phase 2, some industries are bound to open. And of course, as these industries open, government has set aside certain regulations that have to be put in place before these companies open. And secondly, another condition that was placed in phase 2 by government is that wonke umuntu elizweni sokumele agqoke imask. And this also means lockdown phase 2, some certain rules are still in place about social distancing and so forth. So that's what it means. We look forward to having our medical expert who's going to be joining us. Uhlelo namusha umnumzana Tinotenda Simemeza dokotela nguye obekhona ngeviki edlule. Who's going to be breaking down what it means, the differences between phase 1 and phase 2. Tinozo South Africa varum phase 4. What do all these phases entail and what do they mean? Saka Dr. Simemeza vachanga vachitsana ngura. But before we head over to Dr. Simemeza, let's see ukuthi yena ukhulumende, what was he doing? Over the weekend, we saw Minister of Health, Dr. Obadiah Moyo. He was addressing the media. Njengoba esichasisa ukuthi njengoba uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa announced ngolwesihlanu odlule last week Friday, muswa 1 May, that chirongwa che hurumende che lockdown is going to be continuing. Dr. Obadiah Moyo on a Saturday, the following morning, addressed the media whereby he was basically breaking down ukuthi what does it mean, how are all these restrictions going to be put in place, and secondly, when we talk about industries opening and employers getting their employees tested, how are all these things going to happen? Let's take a look at a video that we have, courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Childcare. This video is available on their Facebook page, whereby Dr. Obadiah Moyo addressed the media over the weekend.
Designated government, mission hospitals, and local authorities, institutions that conduct routine screening and medical examinations for workers will now also conduct COVID-19 rapid testing. Secondly, selected private facilities for rapid COVID-19 testing have also been identified and will soon be announced. Thirdly, Outreach teams will be deployed with support from some of our partners to facilitate the testing of employees at their respective workplaces. The Minister of Health and Child Care will expedite testing both at designated facilities and at the respective workplaces. Rapid screening will allow us to carry out a surveillance screening, which will enable us to have a general picture of the country's COVID-19 status while we continue with the PCR diagnostic testing in order to establish the definitive COVID-19 status of the country.
All right, Zulukandaba Liyamuzwa, Honorable Dr. Obadiah Moyo. He is the Minister of Health. Lapho ubechazisa ngempela ukuthi uhulumende, what steps are they going to be taking to ensure ukuthi phase two goes into the implementation properly. Saka nje yena thina yena simtshonga muri eZimbabwe yilolu daba esilalo namuhla kuhlelo sikhangela lokho kwenzakalayo emhlabeni jikelele omayelana ngomkhuhlane wecoronavirus shange siwongora zviri kuitika pasi rose patinokurukura nezvechirwere checoronavirus. We're also going to be focusing with abantu abasakhulayo vechidiki vari kuitei munyika. Tinonzwa vechidiki kune vechidiki vakawanda vane zvirongwa zvakatangwa zvine chinangwa chekubatsira vanhu vari kusangana nematambudziko akasiyana siyana in the country during the national lockdown. For those that we are tuning in via radio, tipa tipenyura pa 909 medium wave frequency, sikona njalo ku 4930, ku 6040, njalo ku 15460 kilohertz ku short wave. I must remind you, Muriya Zimbabwe, this program is pre-recorded. So for those that are looking to watch the program on Facebook, this program will be available on our three Facebook pages soon after the broadcast. Those being a VOA Shona, a VOA Ndebele, Ichange Repository, pa VOA Studio 7. Magati chirongo chedu chevechi iki uhlelo The Connection lilami u Mike Hove. Once again, Muriya Zimbabwe, for those that are just tuning in, you're tuned into The Connection with your boy Mike Hove. Now, for those that are looking to chat with me on social media, linga kofi uuti lilako unkuma go Twitter njalo go Instagram at BigMike3, BigMyke3. We chirongwa ichi is pre-recorded, so you're not able to join us as per our usual broadcast. Patsenge chitifin yira Truma Studios. Unfortunately, COVID-19 has us working from home. Just the name Muriya Zimbabwe to the panel pachirongwa chirundu chevechi iki uhlelo The Connection lilami o Mike Hove. So now earlier on you saw a video of Honorable Dr. Obadiah Moyo, the Minister of Health. Ubechazisa ngempela ukuthi njengoba ilizwe selingenile phela kuhlandla lesibili phase 2 of a lockdown, a lot of restrictions are going to be lifted or lessened. For example, some industries are going to reopen. However, before all these things happen, there are certain things that these companies that are within these specific industries have to do before they reopen their doors for business. One of them being all employees need to be tested for umkhuhlane we coronavirus. Takanzwa zvekare, hurumende ichi announce kuti now that we're in phase two, one most important thing that munhu wese wechizvarwa cheZimbabwe ari kugara muZimbabwe vanyatsoziva ndechekuti it's very important munhu wese akufanira kupfeka mask. Kana uchingobuda panze, it's become mandatory for you to wear a mask. Now, let's head over to an interview that I had Lotokotela Tinotenda Simemeza. He breaks down the difference between phase one and phase two, and he also we also touch on several different things that are happening worldwide that pertain to umkhuhlane we coronavirus.
Let's touch on the topic, coronavirus. Let's start off with what's happening in the world, Africa in general, and then we'll narrow down to Zimbabwe. In the world, we see the number has increased by 600,000 since the last time we spoke, which was on Tuesday. And the number still continuously is growing, even though people are still trying to take more preventative measures. Could you say that the world is performing better, considering that there's now more people being tested and, you know, more people are being highlighted having tested positive for COVID-19?
Yes, I think from what's been happening, we are doing better in terms of the number of tests that are being conducted throughout the world, and also in terms of the preventative measures that are being taken. I think Chukwana and Wakawanda pick up a mask, and also they are disinfecting their workplaces if they are at work. So we are doing better. It's just that the virus, the coronavirus itself, it's highly infectious. Mm-hmm. So we are sort of like competing with it, but we are improving week by week.
Now, let's look at what's happening our neighbors, South Africa. We see South Africa is now in phase four of a lockdown. However, they seem to be adapting very well. They're using technology and drones even as a means of monitoring what's happening with regards to COVID-19. How would you rate their performance as a country?
I think South Africa is definitely in the top five of in terms of how countries are managing COVID-19. And also, they seem to be well prepared. I remember last week I was talking to a doctor. They were saying, okay, we are prepared for the patients, but there seem to be a few patients that are actually going to the hospital with COVID-19 because I think they've taken enough measures to prevent. Although the numbers of positives are still increasing, but I think they are at a better place in terms of preparation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think South Africa is doing well. I think they should continue like that. I don't know as they progress and as they become more lessen the lockdown situation, how it's going to be, but I think they've done well so far.
All right. Tochi Tarisa is repeating from Zimbabwe. Now, we see Zimbabwe is now in phase two of the lockdown, and it comes with a lot of conditions. A lot of people don't even understand. Some people are asking, when did we start phase one? How did we get to phase two? Before we even delve deeper, could you break down to people the difference between these phases and what does it mean when people say Zimbabwe is now in phase two of the lockdown?
I think according to what the Minister of Health was, if the report that I saw, they were saying, we were also surprised. We didn't know that which phase we were in. We just knew that we were on full lockdown. And then we sort of like downstage to phase two, which is in simple terms, they're just saying they're allowing the formal sort of like traders and formal workplaces to function under stringent conditions, and the informal sector is still remains under lockdown. Mm-hmm. So that's mainly the difference, to say the formal sector is starting to run, but the informal sector is still on hold.
All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. Let me just pretty much translate what you were saying for our Ndebele listeners, because there's some people who might not understand what's been going on who are strictly Ndebele people, all right? So just hold on for 1 second, yeah? So, Zuluka Ndabaliyamuza, umnumzana udokotela Tinotenda Simemeza, uyasho ngempela ukuthi into yokuqala ubona ngani lokho okwenzakalayo emhlabeni jikelele, ukuthi hayi ubona ngani umhlaba wonke jikelele is now performing better nxa sesikhuluma ngendaba yokuvikela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi sikhangela lokho okwenzakalayo kwele South Africa, yena uthini ngalokho okwenzakalayo kwele South Africa? Siyamuza udokotela uthi yena ubona ngani njengelizwe South Africa is performing best. Ushilo ngempela wathi top 5 emhlabeni jikelele bayangena ngempela bayangena. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi so njengoba ilizwe leZimbabwe ngeviki edlule sibone umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi ilizwe leZimbabwe uhlelo lwe-lockdown luzabe luqhubekela phambili. Lokho kusho ukuthini? Njalo yini umehluko okhona phakathi kwe-phase 1 njalo i-phase 2? Yena uthi hayi if umehluko okhona kuyukuthi kulamanye ama conditions asekhona wona that allow ama industries ukuthi avule ikakhulukazi labo abaku formal industry. Uphinde wachaza ngempela ukuthi hi sekule the other laws asekhona njengo for example ukugqoka ama mask ushukuthi wonke umuntu sokumela agqoke ama masks now mandatory that are all part of a phase 2. So okuningi sizakuzwa siqhubekela phambili sixoxa lo Tino Tender. So Tino, now back to you. You highlighted the differences between phase 1 and 2, and I'm glad you also highlighted that a lot of people didn't even know when phase 1, when we were actually in phase 1 and phase 2. One of the conditions that you highlighted is that now it's become mandatory for everybody to wear masks. Now, I remember when this whole coronavirus thing started, the relevance of the mask was that for those people who have tested positive for COVID-19, when you're wearing a mask, it doesn't spread. And I remember very well, a lot of people were saying the mask that you have to wear has to be in a specific condition. But now, as time has gone by, we see people have now, people are now using handmade masks, wangwaru, chekamachira, kumba, and that's what they're using as masks and so forth. With that all in mind, how relevant is the mask, and why is it that governments across the world are starting to enforce that people wear masks?
Okay. I think let me just start by saying wearing a mask does not prevent you from getting the disease. I think people should really understand this. That kupeka mask kuprevente kutuwane chirwere chutachuona we COVID-19. We have to also practice social distancing. We have to also practice strict hygiene, washing of hands. So you see that throughout the world, most governments are now saying everyone should wear a mask. So the purpose of a mask is such that when you are infected with the disease, you won't spread it to others. Because virus will spread on a droplets, particles, so kana munhu akapfeka mask, it prevents the droplets from what? From going on the ground or going directly to other people. So they've seen that it's better for everyone, whether you tested positive or you haven't tested yet, to wear a mask. Because the rate at which we are testing is not enough so that we test everyone and find out who is positive and who is negative. So it's now necessary to apply a mask so it's such that you prevent spread of the COVID-19.
Now, before we even touch on the testing bit, because I wanted to delve deeper, let's go back to phase 2. Does these relaxed conditions of phase 2 mean that life in Zimbabwe is slowly going back to normalcy?
Well, it essentially means that I think we are trying to keep the economy afloat. From what I'm studying, what the ministry is doing is just basically trying to resuscitate parts of the economy so that it doesn't collapse totally. Mm-hmm. So to say life is going back to normal, not necessarily, because it doesn't mean if we announce the defeat, we are now on phase 2, it means coronavirus is now, has ended. It's just that they're trying to balance, I think, the economies of scale to see that the economy doesn't totally collapse. But life is not going back to normal.
Basically, Zamru Nyatu Tsanangurapa, doctors, Ukuti, it's still certain conditions. For example, when our school, our Kwanisongo Buddha, Semadira Georgina, Vachino Sanganam Guaguakwete, Gawagari Muzimba, Chirongachelok, as per the requirements, Chirongachelok. Okay.
You see, the conditions that are attached to those, you see, everyone who's working at the company has to be tested, and there should be strict hygiene at the companies, disinfect the place. So it's really under stringent conditions. So we on paper, it might work, but practicability of it is still to be determined.
Right. Now, it's a good thing you touched on the companies, the responsibility that the companies are. We saw Mthungamiro Wenyika Urumende, announced OT with the opening of certain industries, some companies have to take certain precautions to ensure that they can reopen, but it's very safe. One of them was that they were saying to my employees, now, a lot of companies have turned around and said, but this is very expensive. So I figured, let me come to you as the doctor. Question number one, how expensive is it for people to get tested? Is it free, Munyika?
For I think for those who are at workplaces like us who are working in at Parrenya Atua and the hospitals, we haven't been paying for anything. I think the ministry has been covering that. So as to say to how much it is exactly, I haven't heard how much people are paying in private, in terms of the private sector. I'm sure they're paying something, but I'm not sure as to how much. But for us who have been in government, we haven't paid anything. But just to say, there are two types of tests that are being done for COVID-19. So we have the rapid test, which is essentially just an antibody test. So testi inotarisa masoja emumuviri ariku atakati COVID-19 kana unao kana kuti usina. Saka kana une masoja emuviri aya, which means unenge wakambo infectwa. Either you currently have an infection or you have been infected before, so it's not really specific. You say, do they have an infection right now? Then the other test, which is the recommended one, it's almost above 90% guaranteed that it's correct. It's the PCR test. So they take swabs from the nose and also from the mouth, and then they run it under a machine. Then if it tests positive, it's more likely that you're actually having an active infection there then. So these two tests, the PCR test is the one that we recommend. It is the one that's required to surely say that this person has COVID or doesn't have COVID. So I don't know. I think I just read it passingly that the government is saying people should go do rapid testing, which is okay, the screening too, but it's not really specific.
Right. Tochi bata nyaye testing. Trukona, the number in Zimbabwe is slowly increasing, the amount of tests being done. Last week, government was now welcoming the idea of private players coming in and also partaking in the testing process and the managing of COVID-related cases. Nema wondering, how would you now rate the performance in Zimbabwe in terms of managing the coronavirus?
I think from our discussion last week, we had just started doing better in terms of the number of PCR tests that were being done. I also know they've been also doing rapid tests as a screening measure. So the numbers had actually started to improve. But now with the unlocking, going back to phase two, I'm not sure how we're going to monitor the spread of the disease and ensure that what has been written on paper in terms of what the companies are supposed to do is being done. So it's a bit 50-50 as to how we are going to manage the situation from now, because we had just started doing better in terms of testing people, but now we're opening up the economy, so It's a bit difficult to judge at the moment.
All right, hold on. Let me translate for our listeners. So yebo kambe zilukandaba liyamuzwa uDokotela Tinotenda Simemeza lapho ubechasisa ngempela ngalokho okwenzakalayo kwele South Africa. Njalo siphinde sambuza ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni sizwe ngeviki edlule ngolwesihlanu Friday mhlaka 1 May sizwe umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa announce sithi uhlelo lukahulumende olwe lockdown luzabe luqhubekela phambili kodwa sesiku phase 2 njengelizwe. Kusho ukuthini ukuthi sesiku phase 2? Kusho ukuthi kulamanye ama conditions liyakhumbula ku phase 1 amankampani ayengavunyelwe ukusebenza, vele there were limited companies that were working. Sizwe njalo ukuthi wonke umuntu kwakumele ahlale endlini, labo ababephuma babephuma bengagqokanga na impahla zokuzivikela ama mask. Kodwa njengoba sesifikile ku phase 2, kusho ukuthini ku phase 2 sebeyavula phela ama industry achiyeneyo, kodwa bathi bangakavuli phela ama industry lawa amankampani kuzamele athathe amanye asingathi ngesingisi ama precautionary measures. Kusho ukuthi wonke umuntu ozabe evula amankampani abo, ama employees labo abasebenzayo kuzamele bahlolwe, they must be checked for COVID-19. Ngiphinde ngambuza phela udokotela ukuthi kanti kahle kahle kuzabe kusebenza njalo wasichasela ngempela ukuthi kulendlela ezimbili zokuhlola umkhuhlane we-coronavirus uphinde waphatha udaba le-rapid testing lokho kukhanya ngani kwenzakalayo ezibhedlela ezijiyeneyo wathi njalo kuleyinye indlela which is a more accurate nxa sesikhangela ukuthi umuntu ulalo na umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus so yena uthi hayi yebo i-rapid testing it happens kodwa bathi kumele bangagijimeli ukuyoyisebenzisa leyo rapid testing kumele bazame ukuhlola ngendlela eqondileyo siphinde sambuza phela ukuthi njengoba sesiku phase 2 siyezwa uhulumende esithi abantu sekumele baphume yebo bayaphuma begqoka amamaski soku kodwa sebevunyelwa ukuphuma lokhu kusho ukuthini wathi hayi bona njengabo dokotela they're not sure yet njengoba sisanda ukungena phela ku phase 2 ukhangela ubone ukuthi as we proceed izinto zizabe zihamba njani kodwa ukungena ku phase 2 doesn't mean a life is back to normalcy imithetho kwahulumende ukuthi kumele lihlale endlini li abide ngemithetho eyabekwa social distancing kumele iyenziwe abantu uhlelo lusaqhubekela phambili so wonke umuntu ophumayo nxa uphuma kumele ugqoke imask impahla zokuzivikela njalo ekhaya in the houses kumele lihloniphe phela umthetho owe social distancing now Doc, back to you
yes
we see what's happening in the country as the lockdown procedure continues some of the things that people are being urged to do is the usage of public transport but now panema vita chukuona pane vanhu vazhinji vari kupinda mabaza vanhu vakawanda zvechokwadi as medical experts how would you say people need to go about ensuring that a the industry itself is upheld in a manner that coronavirus doesn't spread and b people can keep their safety within these buses
I think the main struggle that we are having in that regard is that people have to use public transport. There are few options, and people have to use buses and so forth. But I think for that to be effective, also the buses need not to be overloaded. That's first and foremost. And also, they need to disinfect the public transport systems regularly, frequently. And people also need to actually wear masks in those public spaces, and also practice social distances. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to implement. It was disinfecting and so forth. It requires money. It requires resources. So I'll say the use of public transport, we should keep on evaluating it. Otherwise, it might result in increase in cases. But we should really continue to practice strict hygiene, no matter where we are.
Now, that's what about testing, the procedure behind testing. I'm sure we need better testing, we need to increase testing, we need to increase testing. But the ordinary citizen doesn't understand testing. Now, uh-huh. I need you to break down the procedure behind being tested. In Zimbabwe, let's say can I just walk up to a testing facility not I want to test in a course or I feel like found the coronavirus or what's the procedure behind that?
Okay, so the procedure was to say, and changatiri pa lockdown, and it. If you have any questions, if you have developed symptoms, you phone 2019. Saka waka phone up a toll free number, then, the procedure was then, if you have the symptoms and the relevant history that shows that you are COVID-19 or suspected COVID-19, why ba wano testwa? Kunana walk-ins and so forth. So the procedure was to say if you're symptomatic, that's how you would go about it. Mm-hmm. But right now, I think since they're saying those who have opened up my industry, everyone should be tested. It's mandatory. Kuti munhu wese who's working for a company, munhu wese ari kushandira makambani ari kunzi avhure anofanira kutestwa. Initially, rapid testing. which I said is not really specific, but ndiyo inenge irikuda kutanga ichishandiswa, then wozoona kuti waita sei. But the procedure is to say you need a PCR to either to confirm or to negate you having the virus.
Mm-hmm. Saka, let's say in angu, I suspect ndakandira number yacho. Does this mean that for now, tanganda nona doctor, doctor, and referral letter, then what does this mean?
No. I think it means you call the toll-free number, then they tell you the procedure to go to Wilkins or to go where the testing is being done. You don't necessarily need a referral letter. Because the nyaya referral letter unenge uchizo you are supposed to go directly to where the COVID testing is being done. Mm-hmm. So tangachiona say pazvakaita kuti ma hospital na parinya twa kuti vanhu vanga vachitanga va screenwa. Screening, it means you get your temperature checked, you get a history taken ekuona kuti is there travel history, wakamboita contact nemunhu ane utachiona here and so forth. Then kana uchimita that criteria ndo paunono testwa.
Time unfortunately is running up, but as we wrap up our conversation, I want you to talk about Tichitariza Zhubitika of South Africa and Zimbabwe. South Africa, we're looking at to date over 230,000 coronavirus tests that have been done. Zimbabwe, we're just over, I believe, 10 or 11,000. What does this suggest about the process of testing being done in Zimbabwe? Do you think that this is something we need to up? And if so, how do we go about upping it? Because we see government is already trying NYMA rapid testing, inviting private players to come in and partake in the testing process. What else do we need to do to get to a stage and point whereby we can say, tashika to over 200,000 tests?
Okay, I think the difference with what was being done in South Africa, I think we takambo start kuti nyaya capacity dzedu dzakasiyana in terms of the resources and how we are going about it. South Africa, the reason why it has done so many tests is actually, I think President Ramaphosa a couple of weeks ago instructed the ministry to do community testing. So we invite to famba kudzimba vachitotesta vanhu vari mudzimba imomo, which is different from what we are doing. Someone has to present to a facility whereby the testing is done so that they are tested. So you see, there was a lot of community-based health facilitation in South Africa. That's why my numbers avo akakura kudaro. And then I think for us to do better, we also need to get the as many kits as possible and also do the same such that we test more people such that it's easier for people to access the test if you are doing communal-based testing.
All right, hold on there for 1 second. So Zulukanda Baliyamuzwa uDokotela Tinotenda Simemeza ngiyambuza ngempela ukuthi into yokuqala udaba lwama mask elizweni si bengimbuza ngisithi ama mask aqhakathekile okungakanani, yena uDokotela wathi hayi ama mask aqhakathekile ngempela kodwa ukugqoka imask does not mean ukuthi ngeke ubanjwe ngalomkhuhlane wecoronavirus. Ithuba lisakhona kodwa ukuqakathekile ngenxa yokuthi kulakho ukuvikela ukumemetheka kwalomkhuhlane. Ngiphinde ngambuza njalo ngodaba lokuthi abantu abaningi bayakhuthazwa phela ukuthi bathathe amabhasi ukuthi babhode endaweni ezitshiyeneyo. Yena uthi khanya ngani kuyahlupha udaba lolu ngenxa yokuthi kunzima phela ukuthi abantu ba-practice phela eminye imithetho, for example i-social distancing when usebhasini, ngenxa yokuthi abantu bayangena phela emabhasini lawa bagcwele ngempela. Kodwa uthi yena ukhuthaza abantu who are within the passing industry ukuthi into yokuqala babazame phela ukusanitize amabhaso laba abashayeli of abozupho and so forth, kumele basanitize phela amabhaso abo ukuze bazame labo ukuvikela ukumemetheka kwalomkhuhlane wecoronavirus. Ngiphinde ngambuza njalo ngalokho okwenzakalayo kwele South Africa, silinganisa ngalokho okwenzakalayo ayo elizweni siyabona phela kwele South Africa sokulabantu abedlula 230,000 abasebehlolwe bekhangela phela ukuthi abantu balalo na umkhuhlane lo wecoronavirus elizweni just over 10 or 11,000 abantu abasebehlolwe yena uthi kwele South Africa this has happened and the number so big ngenxa yokuthi like lakhumbula phela umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa uke wayenza phela uhlelo olwe community based testing behamba beqoqoda qokiqoki befika at people's houses benza ama tests endlini zabo so uthi yena khanya ngani the community based initiatives is something that has helped. So Doc, as we wrap up our conversation, question one is, do you think that this is about a time that Zimbabwe needs to start assessing whether or not we should step into the door-to-door testing facilities?
Yes, I think we need that. We definitely need to do as much testing as possible. So to plan and to do a community-based testing will be good. Because this will, you get to identify where the epicenter is. Mm-hmm. When you identify kuti apa ndo paruku bachirwere chakanyanya this area, you then get to go there and do community testing there so that people are aware kuti no inini ndine chirwere inini handina, such that vanacho they go under self isolation and vasina. They continue to practice good hygiene and social distancing such that they don't get the virus. So community, we should really think about it so as to decentralize as well from our hospital so that the vanawaonyanye kuwandira kunhu kumwe chete. Vanokwanisa community-based testing vanowanenge vakukwanisa kutestwa kakawanda wana.
Now, that we see zvirikuitika munyika, a lot of youth are starting to use social media and so forth as a means of spreading awareness with regards to COVID-19. As we look at the trends of what's happening in the nation, do you think that these awareness campaigns are helping?
Yes, definitely. I think I'm always laughing because I'm getting two or three messages from my grandmother to say this is what is happening in a COVID, be aware and so forth. So you can see that social media is really working in terms of spreading information via WhatsApp and so forth. But we should also be wary of false information as well. So we should also not let our guard down in terms of false information. But social media is really helping. Twitter, I've been getting most of my information from Twitter, from verified accounts of people who are doing research and other countries on how the progress of the diseases is happening. So it's, social media is a really important tool that is that we can use to fight COVID-19. But also let's keep guard in terms of getting false information and verifying information.
2019, would that be the number to call to verify any information they get on social media?
Exactly, yes. For Zimbabwe, yes.
All right, Zulukandaba 2019. Lingakhohlwe phela leyo number. That's the number to call if you have any questions pertaining to coronavirus, if you're looking to figure out or hear more information with regards to the symptoms. Now, sizwe udokotela, he seemed to be highlighting okwenzakala kwele South Africa. Esithi South Africa is one of the countries that are handling udaba lomkhuhlane wecoronavirus very well. So I thought, let me check out some of the numbers and update you all. Ukuthi kahle kahle, how well is South Africa faring with regards to managing COVID-19? Now, I checked out the latest post that was posted on the Department of Health for South Africa, good Twitter, highlights, their latest post highlights what the results were as of yesterday. Where are they at? According to their post, 7,220 people have tested positive for COVID-19, where in South Africa, 138 dead. 2,746 have recovered, and to date, South Africa has conducted 257,000 tests. 257,541 tests. Now, as Kanyele Okwenzakalayo kwele Zimbabwe, the Ministry of Health and Childcare also issued some of their information on their Twitter page that was 9 hours ago. Now, their Twitter page highlights some of the statistics. They say, to date, Zimbabwe has conducted 13,329 COVID tests. And of course, of those, 56% of the people that have tested positive for COVID-19, which means 19 people, are male, and they are between the ages of 15 to 29 years old. So, you know, Lutabe Silano Namukakushelo Lutulabasakulayo, Manzwama figures, Ezrukitka, South Africa, Nuku Zimbabwe, Sichelen Pella, Umbono, when Mailanan, Motabe Silano Namukakushelo. Maria Zimbabwe, you could remind I, Chirongwa Chamagachi Rice, is pre recorded, so Silusi is with Nege, Lenin Sungenabushelo, Jengen Soguin is this name, Tripano, Pachirongwa Chirich Niki, Ushelo, the connection, Lilami, O Michael Hove. Just signal in partnership with Roots Africa Gezai Mawoko. 20 seconds or more. Mchishandisa Sipo. Hey, Sakangalu, that number, 2019 is the number to call. Kana Muchi Fungo, Pane Zurkuiti Gapa. And you're looking to find out more information with regards to coronavirus. Now, Mtsakazimuhle, let's check out, earlier on I mentioned ukuthi namhlanje uhlelo sabe sikhangela njalo ukuthi abatsha elizweni, we hear a lot of youth have launched several different initiatives that target helping the less fortunate in the country. Siyezwa eningi labantu bekhala besithi impuphu, amanzi, khanya ngani kuyahlupha. So several different youth have either come up with initiatives that have either either feeding people, clothing them, and so forth. Amongst them, Gobulawayo, was the I Am for Bulawayo Fighting COVID-19 organization that started recently. Sibe lenhlanhla ngenxa yokuthi sithole ithuba lokuxoxa lomunye wabo, uMnumzana uNkosana Mazibisa. So let's head over to uNkosana. Let's hear more about this organization. Sizwe njalo ukuthi bona babona njani lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni.
Sikwenzayo ku-IM4 Bulawayo Fighting COVID-19 sikhangele i-awareness ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukubana lelo gcikwane esilwisana lalo kawudinga ukuthi uzibe lalo uzulwisane lalo. Kumele umuntu azivikele ngokugqoka amamaski, le nto okuthiwa yi-physical distancing, lokugeza izandla emanzini agijimayo, lokusanitiza. Enye silayo yindaba ye-fundraising esikhandela ukuthi khona ngokuhlangana lokuxoxisana kwethu siyabonga uBulawayo ngokuzwisisa khonokho ukuxoxisana kwethu ukuthi sivuselele indawo zethu zezibhedlela. For example, kulama-companies anjengepunk ABC le-CityLink asebekhuphile imali bedonetha kulelo hlelo elokuthi sithenge ama-sanitizers nama-protective equipment sinike odokotela basezibhedlela ezithiyeneyo, ikakhulu empilo, emathadeyi, eton grofu, lokuvula kwesibhedlela sikankomo ekusileni medical.
Ngeviki edlule uhulumende utshele uZulu ukuthi uhlelo lwe-lockdown luzaqhubekela phambili, njalo wonke umuntu sokumele agqoke impahla yokuzivikela, ngesingisi ama-masks. Njengenhlanganiso likubona njani lokho?
Siyabonga uhulumende ngoku emphasize ukuthi abantu bagqoka amamaski. Amamaski kasonto ekufashion into yokuthi abantu bazivikele babe kwazi ukubana bengathelelani helo gcikwane. Amamaski abuya eyimhlobo etshiyeneyo kulama phiphilana amakhulu asetshenziswa ezibhedlela kodwa lalawa nje alohlonzi lobuntu phakathi abantu bengaqhubelani umuntu engagqoka aqhubele omunye.
Awusitshela okuningi mayelana ngalokho elikwenzayo njengenhlanganiso okujonge ukusiza abantu kubulawayo kulesi sikhathi ilizwe lilwisana ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
Okukhulu okunye sikwenzayo for Bulawayo fighting COVID-19. Not only are we doing awareness and the fundraising, but also sikhangele ukuphila kwabantu in terms of livelihood. Likunanzelelile incwadi lokubona ukubana phakathi kwe-lockdown esikuyona le kulezinye imuli ezingelakudla. So ku-livelihood, social protection and livelihood cluster sikhangele khonokho ukuthi silabadala bethu, silabogogo bethu, silentandane, silabantu abatsha abangenelisi ukuziphandela. Siyabonga ama-companies anjenge-Sidco, United Refineries, Qokindlovu Gazi, group in UK, swung lama individuals, swung even DHL, Sidco, Qokindlovu Gazi, basi partisan impupu, siphinde sinanzelele ama farmers, akobulawayo, they also provided ama vegetables for his charity, swung Christian Alliance that came on board with beans, which is sinika abantu bakithi ukudla ngesikhathi esinje.
Likhangelele ukusiza abantu abangaki kobulawayo.
Isifiso sethu ukuthi sifinyelele izindlu ezifika 10,000 kobulawayo. Not abantu, izindlu. Sikhangela per household. So far we're at 625 ngoba izandla zethu zimfitshane. Kodwa ngawo kuyavuma la umhlobo wami lapho khona. Xa ulesifiso sokuxhasa lo mkhosi omkhulu ongangotshala. Lelungile lokuxhumana lathi sincedisane. Sinama pickup points atshiyeneyo kobulawayo. Where you can easily la donate sincedisane. Njalo sama eco-cash matching numbers to sidlila siyaphambili kukhonoko. Isifiso sethu ukubana nxa i-lockdown iqhubeka inje abantu bazwisise ukuqakatheka kokuzigcina. I-COVID-19 ikhona iyaphila njengoba siyibone okokwamanye amazwe ithintitha amazwe amakhulu. Abantu abakuzwisise noba bebuyela emsebenzini kabakuzwisise ukuthi impilakahle ibuya maqala. La makhampani akuzwisise ukuthi afake impilo zabantu maqala angakakhangela izimali.
Ubona ngani kuzasebenza na ukuthi amankampani asungule inhlelo zokuhlola izisebenzi njengalokho okukhuthazwa nguhulumende?
I-challenge ekhona kwakathi esengikunanzelelayo is ukutesta it individually, it's expensive. Kwezinye indawo bathi ngama-US dollar of which kungaphezu nxa singasebenza ndawonye sibona ingane okuyinto lokhu singakunqoba. La nxa ufuna ukuxhumana lathi kulowo msebenzi omkhulu ongangotshaka ncedisana lathi kasonto intethu sodwa into ethi sonke. Isifiso sethu ukubana indawo zakobulawayo ikakhulu izibhedlela zivuselelwe zilungiswe.
All right, Thokoza Muhle Muri Zimbabwe, that was Umnumzana Unkosana Mazibisa, owenhlanganiso I am for Bulawayo fighting COVID-19. Bavakunzwa kuna Unkosana Mazibisa, wechidiki muzina bizimusi, uyezwe inengo yesanganore I am for Bulawayo fighting COVID-19. Tanga tichi kurukura na mama zivisa. Tichi nzo kubula wayo kujunza kamira se Paris vino. Kubula wayo kune wanu 12 eva nature wereche coronavirus. Saka mama zivisa wangwa chiti aiwa iwo sangana oravo. Which is a compilation of vanamuzuna bizimusi, medical personnel, and ordinary people within society going to present to us. Basically, it's an organization that is formulated of abantu who are in different professions. Vangawachi sangano ravo parizino rine rakatarisira kuita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Chekutanga is to raise awareness kubulawayo uko pamusoro pezvechirwere checoronavirus. Zvekare vakatarisira kuti vari kuunganidza chikafu chekupa vanhu nekuti vazhinji, just like what's happening in other places munyika, vari kutarisana nedambudziko renzara uyezve dambudziko rekushaikwa kwemvura. Saka ivo sesangano vari kubatsira vanhu vakatsana nematambudziko aya. And ndabvunza zvakare vamazivisa kuti how many people are you looking to help? Vakati aiwa ivo as an organization are talking to help 10,000 houses kubulawayo. Nokuti havashande based on people, but they work based on houses. Saka ndiyo nyaya tinayo nhasi muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection nelami Michael Hove. Kana makateerera tichiudzeiuka maonero enyu pa WhatsApp panhamba dzinoti +1 202 465 0318. Once again, muri Zimbabwe tine urombo kuti hatikwanise kukupai chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Once again, COVID-19 has made everybody work at home, so you cannot call in. Ngeke lienelise ukungena kuhlelo lisebenzisa incingo.
Chupanda Pweka Mangma Wiza, I'm a quite artist, aka Mr. Nkulumis Tuanye Veneki. Guys, COVID-19, ababiza nye corona, into corner. Fan building and social distancing, as Kezeni Zanja, always stay safe, stay home. Last now.
Easy, Machita, easy.
Nangu mawisa uti easy machita, easy. Ai, uya shonge mpelu uti pambili ngoku keza izanja. Keza ima oko. That was a quite artist mawisa. Varu kutu aiwa, varu kuru tere chitniki. Anzi, if you are a mawisa fan, make sure you listen to mawisa. Kezai maoko. Wash your hands 20 seconds or longer. Linga kotlipela. If you suspect ukuthi something may be going on, 2019 is the number to call in Zimbabwe to get more information. Now, earlier on, we played a clip where in an interview that I had, Lo Mnumzana Osana Mazibisa, young entrepreneur. He's also a member of I Am For Bulawayo Fighting COVID-19. It's an organization that is formulated of medical personnel, people of different professions, entrepreneurs, and so forth in Bulawayo that came together and figured out how to help the people of Bulawayo during this time that the nation is fighting COVID-19. Mazibisa highlighted how their organization is raising awareness, raising funds to purchase food to feed people who are the less fortunate in Bulawayo. And also, they're using that money to also resuscitate certain hospitals and clinics in Bulawayo. Now, let's head over to Harare, Chitungwiza. We have a young lady that I got to catch up with. I know this is Samantha Mrozoki. Samantha has, I wouldn't call it a program. It's an initiative that she started randomly after she was feeding vanhu ku Chitungwiza. Chakatanga not so long ago, I got to feed vanhu 34. Now she's feeding hundreds of people a day. Let's head over to an interview that I had. Samantha, Sizwe Ogunengi.
Samantha, could you tell us a little more about the initiative that you kickstarted in your area, whereby you were feeding people? What exactly motivated that?
The place where the relief kitchen is situated is a place where I used to frequent when I was growing up. My mom built this house in Chitungwiza, so I know a lot of people from that area. So I decided to spend the lockdown with my little sister, Watsanai, and that's when people would come to me and tell me that they have no food, or they slept without food, or some girls would say we need sanitary pads. So I thought to myself that I could manage to feed these people, because I counted them, there were about 15. And I thought I could handle it until the end of lockdown. I can just prepare supper together and then dish for them. So first day, 24 pitched up. Mm-hmm. And the next day, the number doubled. And the third day, the number doubled again. So that's just how everything grew to be as huge as it now, because word went round Chitungwiza. It's got so many units, like unit A, B, C, D, E, and people from every unit heard that there was food being given to people, one meal per day. And this is how I have been spending the past 19 days of my life under lockdown.
Wow. So I was reading on social media that you were feeding at least 500 people a day. How's that going so far?
Well, the number has increased. Yesterday, it was 848.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's overwhelming, but it's a joy. I don't want to lie. Satisfaction when you dish the last plate and you know that you've catered for everyone. There's no word to describe the feeling.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, how are you going about accommodating over 800 people, ensuring that they have food on a day-to-day basis?
Okay, in terms of fundraising, God has been great because the Twitter community and the Facebook community decided to chip in about 4 days ago. Mm-hmm. And this has helped a great lot because now I'm able to buy food to and avoid turning people away. Mm-hmm. And secondly, when it comes to managing the crowd, most people register with us as a family. So it can be a family of 6 people or a family of 10 or 3 or 2. So we insist that one person comes to collect food and mm-hmm. then we just dish it into their pots or lunch boxes or little buckets that they bring. Mm-hmm. So this also cuts down on the number of people frequenting the place. Mm-hmm. Also, we have given people time slots. So people will come from 4 o'clock up until 10 past 4, we deal with the first group, and the second group will come in at 4:15 up until 4:25, and we go like that. So we try to deal with small numbers of people, even though we know that we'll be covering for 848 people, for example. Mm-hmm. They don't exactly come in that exact number. We mm-hmm. try to cut it down and give a little bit of rules and regulations so that we avoid the spread of COVID whilst mm-hmm. we're trying to help people.
You touched on the spread of COVID. I see you've got your mask around your neck already. How are you guys ensuring that people abide by the rules of everything that's been said, one of them being that everyone must have a mask and so forth? When you have 800 people coming on a day-to-day, how do you go about ensuring that 800 people abide by the rules that are set by that are related to COVID?
The first day when I started, it was next to impossible. Because mm-hmm. people just wanted to eat. But I realized if I tell them that you cannot collect food if you don't have a mask, they would respond better. If I'd known this, I would have started doing this earlier. So now they've gotten the swing of it. They'll come with a mask, still trying to work on insisting that leave your house with a mask on. Because most of them, when they arrive to my place, that's when they start putting on the mask. Mm-hmm. So we're still looking for ways that we can make it a fun process. Like mm-hmm. enjoy putting your mask on. If I walk out and I see you with your mask on, who knows? You might get an extra spoon of cabbage. I don't know how I'm gonna. But,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's awesome. Now earlier on you highlighted that you guys are working in Chitungiza. Is that the only area that you guys are working in?
Yes, it's the only area that I'm working in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now that you've highlighted that the amount of people that are coming to you now in search of help with regards to the food, is there anyone that you're working with on this process, or is this a load that you're carrying by yourself?
It was until about 4 or 5 days ago. I've had people chip in. National Foods gave me about 500 kgs of millimil and 20 kgs of beans and 10 kgs of salt. There's Orange Solar. It's a local company. They have been helping me. One of the first people to come and help me bringing your soya chunks, your cabbages, tomatoes, moral support. They've been really on point. And there's Vincent and Friends. It's a group of friends that also chipped in and bought lots of groceries and sent them through. And there are individuals who have been coming to my inbox or to my WhatsApp and asking for our banking details or EcoCash so that we get money from them. So it's been the 4 days have been heaven. Mm-hmm. I don't want to lie. They've been really helping out. And, yeah, I know right now, even if I was to have a crowd of 1,000 people tomorrow, I'd be able to feed them because I have backing from the community.
All right, Mure Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Samantha Tshwara, Zimbabwe, young girl. For those that are looking to watch the full interview that I had with Samantha, the full interview will be available on our Facebook page, VOA Studio 7, Rekare, our website, www.voazimbabwe.com. Lizwe, mthwakazo muhle osakhulayo uSamantha Murizoki, yena uyaphila phela. She lives eChitungwiza. uSamantha usando ukuqala uhlelo olujonge ukusiza phela izakhamizi zeChitungwiza nokubaphekela phela ukudla. Uhlelo lolu uSamantha uyasho ngempela ukuthi kwaqala kulabantu abayi-24 manje sekubuya abantu abedlula 800 and 1 day. Inonutabe besilalo uhlelo tashuka kumagume chirongwa chedu cha nasi muri yeZimbabwe nasi mchirongwa changa chibata nyaya zve chirwere che coronavirus focusing on its effect on the world tichitarisa zvekare zvirongwa zviri kuitwa nevechidiki munyika that target helping the less fortunate linga kuphela ukuthi abafisa ukuxoxa lami ngikhona ku social media ku Twitter njalo ku Instagram @bigmike3 for those that are looking to watch this program don't forget ukuthi uhlelo lolu be available on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, Uyezepa, VOA Ndebele. Anokoneka inemfaro, ndini wenyu Mike Hove, so shangana next week at same time, same place. Ntoka tomoshe, Zimbabwe moshe, bye-bye!